Jesus Christ did not come to solve the political problems in our world. He didn't come to straighten out situations in our own personal lives. He came to die for sin. Jesus came not to correct society, but he came for one reason and one reason only, because the world needed a savior. The world needed to be saved. The world was on its way to hell. And Jesus Christ came to deliver us from the kingdom of darkness, that we might be delivered to the kingdom of heaven. And we come to realize the supreme test is this, that Jesus died for all of our sins. He didn't come to be a teacher. He came to give new life, new birth. He didn't come to be a banker, to help us to be prosperous in our life. He didn't come to be a social worker. And sometimes I feel that we just forget why he came. He came to destroy Satan. He came to deliver me from the power of death. He came to deliver my soul out of eternal damnation. He came to open a way for me back to God. And those who look to God, God will heal their life and bring order in a chaos within their life. But he didn't ask questions. He said, "Those of you that would look shall be saved." And we often get this whole message mixed up. And the message is, do you want a present today? Well, what is the present? It is my son. Well, I don't feel good. That's not the question I'm asking. The question is, do you want Jesus Christ? Well, yes. Would you like Christ? Well, I'm not financially secure. That's not the question. The question is deeper. Do you want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life? And it is reduced down to this very simple message, a message that he came to all. Secondly, it was a message for sinners. It wasn't a message to the scribes or the Pharisees. It was a message to those who were sick, those who were disgusted with life, to the outcast, to the poor, to those who were disappointed with their lives, discouraged. It was a message to those who were rejected in the society. It was a message to those whom no one would love. And it was a simple message, would you like to be loved by my Father? And those that would say yes would be wonderfully loved in a way that they have never been loved before. Oh, Herod was too fearful. He wouldn't go at midnight and look. The Pharisees and scribes were too eloquent. They would never bother to go out in the midnight hours to see some baby lying in the straw. The city folks were too happy with their lights on and nice warm homes to get out and put their clothes back on and go check it out. Jesus came just outside the city where you and I would have to come. And the star was shining and the message was there. If you're not too busy, I'm here. If you need some help, I'll save you from the enemy. If your life feels like it's perishing, I'm the answer. If you're losing ground and Satan is destroying you, I want to come and tell you I'm with you. If you feel discouraged this Christmas, I'm here to bring you.